welcome to the last flash briefing poetry reading of the week. And I had a few requests this week for me to read one of my own poems. I was sort of resistant to it, but I've had some guest readers this week, and I'm going to go ahead and put one out there that I recently wrote. In fact, I think it's the last poem that I've written in the last month or so. And it'll probably be revised quite a bit before I submit it to publication, so I'm not risking too much reading it here. I went to the Seattle Lit Crawl this evening, and it was a ton of fun. It was very inspiring to hear so many local poets. Catherine and Gabby from the vlog were there, and I went with Abby, also from the vlog, and met and saw a bunch of other folks. So just remember that your cities probably have some really cool lit scenes going on. All right, today I'm going to read, like I said, that most recent poem, and it's titled Boylesque. Boylesque. That summer, smoke gorged itself on sky. Two silver sleeves of boy flung fire. Hunger ravines echoed the stop. Don't rush rocks, rough-hewn shrubs, oh, burning bush. That summer was one after the last, clearing orange to blue, animal brains wet as walnut slabs refusing to burn. Between us, stop. Look, if I could pause the oh, wild, here you would choose me over a people, oiled blackberries purpling our wet hands pressed to wetter lips. Only you could stop the smoke signals lisping through the rain. In the pause, you could ask, how do you autopsy a branch? Oh, ash already peopling the sky. That was the summer before Anthropocene chic. And if I could freeze our branching away, if I could take dead coral off walls, if I could pull all of it back to us, to ocean, to ice. Oh, what humidity would hold still between us, our bodies luminous as heat snapping through clouds, electric eels echoing elsewhere. Oh, 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 oh. Thanks for listening to the poetry vlog today. If you ever want to be on the vlog, either reading a poem, having a poem read for you, being in a longer conversation, or have other ideas for ways that you can participate or just give feedback, never hesitate to reach out at chelseagrimmer.com. There's also all of the poetry vlog sites. So there's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and I look forward to hearing back. I love all of the input. I love all the collaborations I've gotten to do. So I look forward to hearing back from you. And otherwise, I hope you have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.